Well, that brings us to number 19. Director Christian, are you doing this one? The license sales updates and reports from the field?
Yes, sir. And Mr. Chairman, would you like me to finish that and then finish up with the resolution,
please,
the petition? Okay, very good. So I just want to give you a quick update. You have the license information in front of you there in your booklet. I'm just going to talk a little bit about a couple of the key numbers here. And obviously, this is always a fun time of the year to look at license sales with the pheasant season opener and pheasant season well in swing. And a couple of things just want to share in respect to small game licenses. And you can look at the numbers specifically for residents, non-residents there. Residents in particular, looking at combination licenses, a little bit behind last year where we are right now compared to last year, but very similar numbers. The small game licenses are certainly up, looking very strong, and so are those youth small game licenses, which certainly can contribute to the pheasant hunting opportunities we have out there across South Dakota, and our residents are taking full advantage of that. On the non-resident side of it, again, looking at that small game licenses, very similar numbers to last year, so things are going well. 5-day shooting preserves are up this year compared to last year at this time. Again, things are going very strong on that side of the pheasant hunting arena, and those annual fishing licenses are doing really strong. We did look again this year at that opening weekend. It's always a great tell of how things, or what you would estimate how things are going to go for the rest of the pheasant hunting season. When we looked at those numbers, they were very similar to last year, maybe just a slight behind. But as we looked at that and started our conversations, the one thing we also talked about was our concerted effort as an agency to reach out to our non-resident hunters in particular about going in early to set up their Go Outdoors account if they hadn't done so already and purchase your license before you even come to South Dakota. Working with our communication staff, we did a lot of outreach from direct emails to postcards to multiple other efforts. And Nick talked about it at the last commission meeting, some of those results that we found from the postcards that we sent out. We did see some spikes before the season really began where we saw an uptick in license sales compared to previous years. And so we're pretty confident that some of those sales probably took place a little bit earlier than they would normally do on that opening weekend. So we're going to continue to monitor those numbers as we progress through the pheasant hunting season. We get to the end of the season, have our final count, we'll go back and look at all that, but everything sure leads to things going very well out there, and license sales are going good, and maybe even more importantly, folks are having a lot of success out there. Again, so with the habitat stamp numbers there as well, you can look at that a little bit falling slightly behind from last year at this time compared this year compared to last year, again, would result in just those overall licenses being sold where we are right now. But again, we'll continue to monitor that. So overall, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, I would say license sales are looking really good, looking positive, and we're going to continue to get the word out about our pheasant hunting opportunities. With that, if you don't mind, I just want to share a few general comments from across the state on just some activities that are happening and how things look at there. Just want to share a couple. So starting a little bit from west to east, when we look out in the western part of the state, to say we had a phenomenal elk hunting season would be probably a gross understatement to this point in time. I don't know that we've seen as many pictures and heard as many stories about successful elk hunts. And we know our elk hunters are very successful in South Dakota. I mean, the data shows it. But the quality hunts that folks have had, the pictures they've shared, we have had numerous wonderful elk bulls being harvested throughout the Black Hills in particular and out on the prairie. We've heard a lot of great stories. And so our elk season has gone extremely well, and our folks are having a great time enjoying that hunting opportunity out there. In the central part of the state, reports from our field staff on the bird hunting side of things, grouse season have went very well. It's still going on, obviously, but when you consider that grouse season, you're really considering those first 3 weeks in particular. Folks were finding good bird numbers, having some good success, and folks are still going out there finding grouse, which becomes harder and harder as the season goes along because they get much more wild. They're jumping out there a long ways away, and they start grouping up, especially with the weather getting colder. But we saw some very good grouse hunting opportunities, and numbers look good. pheasant hunting perspective from the central part of the state right now, a lot of common theme is seeing a lot of birds, seeing a lot of young birds, seeing hens, which are all very positive things when we're talking about pheasant hunting. And so folks are doing really well and having some good hunts out there. Going to the southeast part of the state where we are right now, field staff talking about pheasant hunting opportunities in particular, seeing good bird numbers, folks are finding birds, in particular, the number of hunters that are out there. There was even a few comments they were surprised they weren't seeing a few more hunters, just knowing how well those bird numbers are out there and the stories being told out there. But folks that are out are certainly finding birds and being successful out there. Another story that was shared from that southeast part of the state here, there's been some phenomenal fishing this year, and a couple of lakes in particular that had a really good year, probably the best they've had in the past two decades or so, were Lake Thompson and Whitewood. Just some really good fish bites, quality fishing activity going on, and our anglers having some very high success. So just great to see and hear some of those good fishing stories as well. Up in the northeast, again, from a pheasant hunting perspective, similar type reports, finding good bird numbers, seeing more birds than they have in the past five, 6 years. Folks are doing well. Harvest is coming more to a conclusion, which is only going to make that late season hunting even better. There is starting to be some of that waterfowl migration coming in, especially on the northern edge of the state up here in the northeast and the northeast corner of the state. And with this cold weather that they're forecasting coming in, I won't be surprised if we're going to see some more waterfowl making it into the state. Another story that's a common theme that's being shared, in particular in the southeast, the northeast, there certainly seems to be an uptick of archery deer hunting activity going on out there. Again, not a surprise as harvest comes more to a conclusion. We're in the pre-rut status right now, and there's a lot of activity out there. So seeing more and more hunters getting out there archery hunting. One more that I really want to share is we've heard a lot of comments about our walleye fishing in South Dakota and Lake Oahe over the last couple of years, the perception being down a little bit, and we certainly saw a fantastic summer, but even as we've gotten into this fall, you want to talk about an incredible fishing opportunity on the northern end in particular of Lake Oahe. Some of the walleyes, and many of you have seen photos and pictures of this, but I mean, we're talking walleyes that are 13 up to 18 pound, 16 pound fish being caught. And it's been a phenomenal last couple of weeks to a month up on the northern end of Lake Oahe for walleye fishing. And we're just reaping the benefits of some good management, Mother Nature helping us out, and just having some strong age classes there, some older fish, and boy, anglers up there are having one heck of a time right now catching some high quality walleye. And so just wanted to share a few of those things that are happening out there across the state. A lot of great opportunities, whether you're talking big game, upland, fishing. We had a phenomenal summer of fishing. We went into the fall, great fall, pheasant hunting. Migratory bird hunting is just going to get better and better here real quick as the weather changes. Some of those things take place, and here we are just on the cusp of our big major deer hunting seasons to start as well when we consider East River and West River deer season. So a lot of great things going on from the arena of opportunities out there, and look forward to the fall kind of finishing up. We always talk internally in the office, this is the best month of the entire year, and it's a fantastic time to be out and enjoy the resources. And those of us that had the opportunity to go out and spend a little time in the outdoors yesterday, I think we saw it firsthand how good it is out here in South Dakota. And even in the southeast part of the state here, where agricultural production is extremely high, where there's habitat, man, do the critters do well. And we saw birds, we saw deer, and it was just a fantastic day. So, and I think all of our sports are seeing that as well. So just wanted to give you a quick little rundown of what we're seeing and hearing from across the state, and a lot of great things. Great fall, and we'll see how it all plays out. But with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd entertain any questions that you may have.
Great, Tom. Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Tom? Things just keep chugging along.